Discoursing with my women. Might not I share in your entertainment?
You have been the subject of it, madam.
How? Such praises of your beauty. You flatter me. But 'tis your planet twice. All of you Earthmen are flatterers, and all false. Your friends like you. I'm sure he sent you not to speak these words.
No, madam. Yet he sent me...
Well, he sent you...
of a less pleasing errand.
How less pleasing? As to yourself or me?
Madam, to both. For you must mourn, and I must grieve to cause it.
You, Charmian, and your fellows stand at distance. Well, now your mournful matter, for I'm prepared. Perhaps can guess it, too.
I wish you would, for 'tis a thankless office to tell ill news. And I, of all your sex, most fear displeasing you.
Of all your sex, I soonest could forgive you, if you should. In the first place, I am to be forsaken. Is not so?
I wish I could not answer to that question.
Then pass it over, because it troubles you. I should have been more grieved another time. Next, I'm to lose my kingdom. Farewell, Venus. Yet is there any more?
Madam, I fear your too deep sense of grief has turned your reason.
No, no. I'm not run mad. I can bear fortune and love. Maybe expelled by other love, as poisons are by poisons.
You will join me, madam, to find your grief so moderately borne. You've heard the worst. All are not false like him.
No, heaven forbid they should.
Some men are constant.
And constancy deserves reward, that's certain.
Deserves it not, but give it leave to hope.
But first tell me, were you chosen by my lord, or sought you this employment?
He picked me out, and as his bosom friend, he charged me with his words.
Ah. The message, then, I know is tender and each accent smooth to mollify that rugged word, depart.
No, you mistake. He chose the harshest words. He coined his face in the severest stamp. He heaved for vent and burst like bellowing Aetna in sound scarce human. Hence away forever, let her be gone, the blot of my renown and bane of all my hopes.
Oh, no, I can bear no more.
What have I done? Believe me, 'tis against myself I speak. That sure desires belief. I injured him. My friend there spoke those words. Oh, had you seen how almost vanquished by his love he parted and leaned to what unwillingly he left? I, traitor as I was, for love of you. But what can you not do who made me false? I forged that lie. For whose forgiveness kneels this self-accused, self-punished criminal?
Oh, with how much ease believe we what we wish. Rise, Dolabella. If you have been guilty, I have continued, and too much love has made me guilty too. The advance of kindness which I made was feigned, to call back fleeting love by jealousy. But 'twould not last. Oh, rather let me lose that so ignobly trifle with his heart.
I find your breast fenced round from human reach, transparent as a rock of solid crystal, seen through, but never pierced.
Could you not beg an hour's admittance to his private ear?
And it is. And Octavia, timely met. Has seen the Emperor?
No, I sought him, but I heard that he was private.
He must be found. Come, Cleopatra.
Impudence.
She looked and thought as she would say, take your old man, Octavia. Thank you, I'm better here. Well, but what use make we of this discovery?
Let it die.
Antony may have some remains of passion still, which may foment into a worse relapse if now not fully cured. I know this minute, with Caesar, he's endeavoring her peace.
What?
Make a strumpet's piece? Oh, it swells my heart. It must not, shall not be.
Octavia, I was looking for you, my love. What, are your letters ready? I have given my last instructions.
My lord, are written.
Ventidius.
My lord.
Word in private. When saw you Dolabella?
Now, my lord, with Cleopatra.
Speak softly. 'Twas by my command he went to bear my last farewell.
It looked indeed like your farewell.
More softly. My farewell? What secret meaning have you in those words of my farewell? He did it by my order.
Then he obeyed your order. I suppose you bid him do it with all gentleness, all kindness, and all love.
How she must have mourned. The poor forsaken creature.
She took it as she ought. She bore your parting as she did Caesar's, as she would another's, were a new love to come.
Thou dost belie her most basely and maliciously belie her.
I thought not to displease you. I've done.
You seem disturbed, my lord.
A very trifle. Retire, my love.
It was indeed a trifle. He said no more.
Look how thou disobeyst me. Thy life shall answer it.
Then 'tis no trifle.
'Tis less, a very nothing. You too saw it, as well as I, and therefore 'tis no secret.
She saw it?
Yes. She saw young Dolabella.
Young Dolabella?
Young. I think him young. And handsome, too, and so do others think him. But what of that? He went by your command, indeed it's probable, with some kind of message. For she received it graciously, she smiled, and then he grew familiar with her hand, squeezed it and worried it with ravenous kisses. She blushed and sighed and smiled and blushed again. At last she took occasion to talk softly and brought her cheek up close and leaned on his. At which he whispered kisses back on her. And then she cried aloud that constancy should be rewarded.
This I saw and heard.
What woman was it whom you heard and saw so playful with my friend? Not Cleopatra.
Even she, my lord.
My Cleopatra.
Your Cleopatra, Dolabella's Cleopatra, every man's Cleopatra.
Liest!
What has my age deserved that you should think I would abuse your ears with perjury? If heaven be true, she's false.
Though heaven and earth should witness it, I'll not believe her tainted.
I'll bring you then a witness from hell to prove herself.
Great Emperor.
Nay, Robert, go not back. Or stay you must and shall.
What means, my lord?
To make you do what you must hate. Speak truth.
My noble lord.
I did myself o'er your queen make love to Dolabella. Speak, or I will know by your confession what more passed betwixt them. How dare the business draws to your employment, and when the happy hour?
Speak truth, Alexis, whether it offend or please Ventidius, cannot justify thy injured queen from malice. Dare his worst.
Though love and your unmatched desert have drawn her from the due regard of honor, at least heaven opened her unwilling eyes to see the wrong she offered fair Octavia, whose holy bed she lawlessly usurped. The sad effects of this improsperous war confirmed those pious thoughts.
Oh, will you there? Observe him now. The man begins to mend and talk substantial reason. Fear not, Android. The Emperor's given thee leave to speak.
Else had I never dared to offend his ears with what the last necessity has urged on my forsaken mistress. Yet I must not presume to say her heart is wholly altered.
No, dare not for thy life. I charge thee, dare not pronounce that fatal word.
Must I bear this? Good heaven, afford me patience.
On, sweet android, my dear half-man. Proceed.
Yet Dolabella has loved her long. He, next my godlike lord, deserves her best. And should she meet his passion, rejected as she is by him she loved...
And for my sight. For I can bear no more. Let furies drag thee quick to hell. Let all the longer damned have rest. Each torturing hand do thou employ till Cleopatra comes. Then join thou too and help to torture her.
'Tis not well indeed, my lord. 'Tis much unkind to me to show this passion, this extreme conferment for an abandoned, faithless prostitute.
Octavia, leave me. I am much disordered. Leave me.
My lord.
I bid you leave me.
Wherein have I offended you, my lord? That I am bid to leave you, am I false or infamous? Am I a Cleopatra? Were I she, base as she is, you would not bid me leave you, but hang upon my neck, take slight excuses, and fawn upon my falsehood.
Too much, Octavia. I am pressed with sorrows too heavy to be borne, and you add more. I would retire and collect what's left of man within to aid.
You would mourn in private for your love, who has betrayed you. You did but half return to me. Your kindness lingered behind with her. I hear, my lord, you make conditions for her and would include her treaty. Wondrous proofs of love to me.
Are you my friend, Ventidius? Or are you turned to Dolabella too and let this fury loose?
Oh, be advised, sweet madam, and retire.
Yes, I will go. But never to return. You shall no more be haunted with this fury. My lord, love will not always last when urged with long unkindness and disdain. Take her again, whom you prefer to me. She stays but to be called. Ha ha, poor cousined man. Let a feigned parting give her back your heart, which a feigned love first got. For injured me, though my just sense of wrongs forbid my stay, my duty shall be yours. To the dear pledges of our former love, my tenderness and care shall be transferred, and they shall cheer by turns my widowed nights. So take my last farewell, for I despair to have you whole, and scorn to take you half.
Thoughts, Dolabella.
What thoughts, my lord?
My Dolabella's thoughts and Cleopatra's thoughts, both false and faithless.
My lord, have I deserved to be thus used?
Can heaven prepare a newer torment? Can it find a curse beyond our separation?
Yes, if fate be just, much greater. Heaven should be ingenious in punishing such crimes.
If she has wronged you, heaven, hell, and you revenge it.
If she has wronged me, thou wouldst evade thy part of guilt, but swear thou lovest not her.
Not so as I love you.
Not so. Swear, I say, thou dost not love her.
What shall I answer? If to have loved be guilt, then I've sinned. If to have repented of that love can wash away my crime, I have repented. Yet if I have offended past forgiveness, let not her suffer. She is innocent.
Ah, oh, what will not a woman do who loves? What means will she refuse to keep that heart where all her joys are placed? 'Twas I encouraged, 'twas I blew up the fire that scorched his soul to make you jealous and by that regain you.
The cobweb arts of falsehood. Seen and broke through it first.
Forgive your mistress.
Forgive your friend.
Avoid my sight. I could not kill the man whom I have loved and cannot hurt the woman.
How? Forever? I cannot go one moment from your sight, and must I go forever?
I must not hear you. I have a fool within me takes your part, but honor stops my ears.
For pity, hear me. Would you cast off a slave who followed you?
No more. Alexis!
A perjured villain!
Your Alexis. Oh. Yours.
'Twas his plot, his ruinous design to engage you in my love by jealousy. Hear him, confront him, let him speak.
I have.
And if he clear me not?
Your robot, one who hangs upon your smiles, watches your eye to say or to unsay whate'er you please. I am not to be moved.
And must we part? Oh. Farewell, my cruel lord. The appearance is against me and I go. Unjustified, forever from your sight. How I have loved, you know. How yet I love, my only comfort is I know myself. I love you more, even now you are unkind, than when you love me most, so well, so truly. I'll never strive against it, but die pleased to think you once were mine.
Antony, considering with himself that he could die no more admirably than in battle, set upon a fray in space. He mounted up in his spacecraft, from whose turret he could command all our Venusian galleys engaged with Caesar's fleet. Now, death or conquest? With Antony, our well-appointed fleet flew out to meet the foe. And soon indeed they met, but not as foes. In few, we saw their flares on either side shoot up. The Venusian galleys received like friends, passed through, and fell behind the Terran rear. And now they all come forward and land within the port. His fury cannot be expressed by words. Thrice he attempted headlong to have fallen full on his foes and aimed at Caesar's galley. Withheld, he raves on you, cries he's betrayed. Shun him. Seek your safety until you can clear your innocence.
I'll stay.
You must not. Hasten to your monument while I make speed to Caesar.
Caesar, no! I have no business with
him. I can work him to spare your life and let this madman perish.
Base, fawning wretch. Wouldst thou betray him too? Hence from my sight, I will not hear a traitor. 'Twas thy design brought all this ruin on us.
Retire. You must not yet see Antony. He who began this mischief, 'tis just he tempt the danger. Let him clear you. And since he offered you his servile tongue to gain a poor precarious life from Caesar, let him expose that fawning eloquence and speak to Antony.
Oh, heavens, I dare not. I meet my certain death.
Slave, thou deservest it.
Oh, pity me, let me follow you.
To death, if thou stir hence. Speak, if thou canst, now for thy life, which basely thou would save while mine I prize at this.
Oh, that I less could fear to lose this being, which, like a snowball in my coward hand, the more 'tis grasped, the faster melts away. Poor reason, what a wretched aid art thou! For still, in spite of thee, these two long lovers' soul and body dread their final separation. Let me think. What can I say to save myself from death, no matter what becomes of Cleopatra?
See that villain. See Cleopatra stamped upon that face with all her cunning, all her arts of falsehood. How she looks after those dissembling eyes. How she sets his countenance for deceit and promises a lie before he speaks. Let me dismantle him.
Oh, spare me! Spare me!
Oh, he's not worth your killing. On my life, which thou mayst keep because I scorn to take it. No syllable to justify thy queen. Save thy base tongue its office.
Sir, she is gone. Where she shall never be molested more by love or you.
Then to her, Dolabella. Die, traitor, I revoke my promise. Die!
She could not bear to be accused by you, but shut herself within her monument. She snatched her poignard, and ere we could prevent the fatal blow, plunged it within her breast. Then turned to me. Go bear my lord, said she, my last farewell, and ask him if he yet suspect my faith. More she was saying, but death rushed betwixt. She half pronounced your name with her last breath, and buried half within her.
Heaven be praised.
And art thou innocent, my poor, dear love? And art thou dead? Oh, those two words, the sound should be divided. Hadst thou been false and died, or hadst thou lived and hast been true, but innocence and death? This shows not what above, then what I am, the murderer of this truth, this innocence. Thoughts cannot form themselves in words so horrid as I can express my guilt.
Has it come to this? The gods have been too gracious, and thus you thank them for it?
Why stayst thou here? Is it for thee to spy upon my soul and see its inward mourning? Get thee hence. Thou art not worthy to behold what now becomes a Terran emperor to perform.
He loves her still. His grief betrays it. Good. The joy to find she's yet alive completes the reconcilement. I've saved myself and her. But oh, the Terrans! Fate comes too fast upon my wit and meets me at each double.
Would she had died a little sooner, though, before Octavia went, you might have treated. Now twill look tame and would not be received. Come, rouse yourself and let's die warm together.
I will not fight. There's no more work for war. The business of my angry hours is done.
Caesar is at your gates.
Why, let him enter. He's welcome now.
What lethargy has crept into your soul?
It's but a scorn of life and just desire to free myself from bondage.
Do it bravely.
I will, but not by fighting. Oh, and piteous.
Would you be taken?
Yes, I would be taken. But as a Terran ought, dead, my Ventidius.
I could be grieved, but that I'll not outlive you. Choose your death. Though I've seen him in various shapes, I care not which I take. I'm only troubled. The life I bear is worn to such a rag, 'tis scarce worth giving.
I have thought on, Ventidius, you must live.
I must not, sir.
Wilt thou not live to speak some good of me?
Who shall guard mine for living after you?
Say, I command it.
If we die well, our deaths will speak themselves and need no living witness.
Thou hast loved me, and fain I would reward thee. I must die, kill me, and take the merit of my death to make thee friends with Caesar.
Thank you for your kindness. You said I loved you, and in recompense you bid me turn a traitor. Did I think you would have used me thus, that I should die with a hard thought of you?
Forgive me, Terran. Since I have heard of Cleopatra's death, my reason bears no rule upon my tongue, but lets my thoughts break all at random out. I thought better. Do not deny me twice.
By heaven, I will not. Let it not be to outlive you.
Kill me first, and then die thou. For 'tis but just thou serve thy friend before thyself.
Give me your hand. We shall soon meet again. Now farewell, Emperor. And yet I cannot look on you and kill you. Pray, turn your face.
I do. Strike home. Be sure.
Home, as my aim will reach.
Oh, thou mistakes. That wound was not a line. Give it back. Thou robst me of my death. He is to be satisfied. Oh, I missed my heart. A one performing hand. Thou never couldst have erred in a worse time. My fortune changed me to the last. And death, like a great man, takes fate and makes me wait for my admittance.
Where's my lord? Where is he?
There he lies. And dead Ventidius by him.
My fears were prophets. I'm come too late. Oh, that accursed Alexis!
Art thou living? Or am I dead before I know? And thou the first kind ghost that meets me?
Help me seat him. Send quickly. Send for help.
I am answered. We live both. Sit thee down, my Cleopatra. I'll make the most I can of life to stay a moment with thee.
How is't with you?
'Tis as with a man removing in a hurry. All packed up, but one dear jewel that is haste forgot. And he, for that, returns upon the spur. So I come back for thee.
So long ye haven't, you have been cruel to me. Now show your mended faith and give me back his fleeting life.
It will not be, my love. I keep my soul by force. Say, but thou art not false.
'Tis now too late to say I'm true. I'll prove it and die with you. Unknown to me, Alexis feigned my death, which when I knew, I hastened to prevent this fatal consequence. My fleet betrayed both you and me.
And Dolabella?
Scarce esteemed before he loved, but hated now.
Enough. My life's not long enough for more. Thou sayst thou wilt come after. I believe thee, for I can now believe whate'er thou sayst, that we may part more kindly.
I will come, doubt not my life. I'll come, and quickly, too. Caesar shall triumph on no part of thee. My lord. My lord, speak, if you yet have been. Sign to me if you cannot speak, or cast one look. Do anything that shows you live.
He's gone too far to hear you. And this, you see, a lump of senseless clay.
No.
The leavings of a soul.
Oh, remember, madam, he charged you not to grieve.
And I'll obey him. I have not loved a Terran not to know what should become his wife. His wife, my Charmian. For 'tis to that high title I aspire, and now I'll not die less. Let dull Octavia survive to mourn him dead. My nobler fate shall knit our spousals with a tie too strong for Terran laws to break.
Will you then die?
Why shouldst thou make that question?
Caesar is merciful.
Let him be so to those who want his mercy. My poor lord made no such covenant with him to spare me when he was dead. Yield me to Caesar's pride?
What?
To be led in triumph through that ruined him? I am none of that.
Whatever you resolve, I'll follow, even to death.
I only feared for you.
But more should fear to live without you. By now, 'tis as it should be. Quick, my friends, dispatch, ere this the town's in Caesar's hands. You, Iris, bring the cure of all our ills. The Aztecs, neither must I bid you twice. Now seat me by my lord. I claim this place, for I must conquer Caesar too, like him, and win my share of the world.
Within this cask, the Aztec lies.
Give it to me. Welcome, thou kind deceiver, thou best of thieves, who with an easy key dost open life and unperceived by us, even steal us from ourselves, discharging so death's dreadful office better than self, touching our limbs so gently into slumber that death stands by, deceived by his own image, and thinks himself but sleep.
The queen, where is he? The common shield of Caesar's at the gate.
He comes too late to invade the rites of death. Haste, bear my arm, and rouse the serpent's fury. Yes, the work is done.
Break open the door and guard the traitor well.
The next is ours.
Now, Charmian, to be worthy of our great queen and mistress.
Already death, I feel thee in my veins. I go with such a will to find my lord that we shall quickly meet. Where shall I find him? Where? Oh, turn me to him, lay me on his breast. Caesar, thy worst. Now part us, if thou canst.
Behold, Venusians, what havoc death has made.
'Twas what I feared.
Charmian, is this well done?
Yes, 'tis well done. And like a queen, the last of her great race, I follow her.
It is true. She has done well. Much better thus to die than live to make a holiday on earth.
The impression of a smile left in her face shows she died pleased with him for whom she lived and went to charm him in another world. Caesar's just entering. Grief has now no leisure. Secure that android as our pledge of safety to grace the imperial triumph. Sleep, lest bear. Secure from human chance, long ages out, while all the storms of fate fly o'er your tomb, and fame to late posterity shall tell, no lovers lived so great, or died so well.